And we're live.
Hey, what's happening, guys? I made it to our own show. Hey, man. Lucky Legends, Aaron Thompson, the Wizard, the Wiz, whatever you want to call me. Hey, sorry for the delay there. We're having some technical difficulties as far as getting things rolling. Normally use the wife's Mac. The Mac, for whatever reason, is having some issues, is tripping. So apologies with that, but we're off. So pause for the cause and for my dead Mac, y'all. I was sitting around getting ready to do the podcast, and I was having a couple beers, and was checking out some stuff on Man at Arms and some of the things we're going to talk about tonight. So Man at Arms, of course, being the main topic, but oh my gosh, we've got a lot of other stuff going on, especially throughout the Waffle Mafia, and everything also being sweetened up by Evo a little bit. So Motu Evolution, if you're not a member of that page, of course, get over there and check that out. Man, Johnny Deus, that group. Everybody just throwing in, doing big giveaways and sharing the love. So much love to them. Thanks for jumping in and doing what they're doing. And of course, we'll rep them out a little bit more this week as we do what we do and we do the different giveaways. So a lot of things to look forward to, guys. A lot of things that are going on. A lot of things that are happening. Of course, this is our hashtag week of thanks. So this is the Waffle Mafia's hashtag week of thanks. And, of course, it being Thanksgiving week, we want to have a lot of different things going on for you guys. So for anybody who may be listening to the podcast and you don't know who the Waffle Mafia are, there's multiple sites. Come check us out. Of course, check out Lord of Destruction Waffles. That's where everything started, with the God Waffler. And speaking of the God Waffler, there'll be some more information here in just a little bit. But tonight, over at Lord of Destruction Waffles, having a mega waffle. And if you guys have never had a mega waffle before, your sugar is going to go through the roof. So it's going to be syrupy and stuff. Got to get on over to David's tonight and check that out. If you're not a member of Lord of Destruction Waffles, please go over there and join. He is the founder. He is the Don. He is the God Waffler. He puts the horse head in your bed. Go check him out. Of course, he got things started. I am Lucky Legends. I was third. There is another man. We had the most powerful waffles, John Meislewick, and of course, Cassandra Proc doing their thing over there. Most powerful auctions, eBay.com. We've got all these different sites and people and pieces of the Waffle Mafia that are out there. And we've got all these different things that are going on. So a lot of gears turning this week and lots of different things happening. So I've been a little bit quiet on the page this week because I haven't had a whole lot of time to talk with you guys as much as I normally like to, because we've been busy focusing on getting all this stuff together for the giveaways, to do the stuff from last week. We still got a Double Down coming up. We're going to talk about that probably tomorrow night. Double Down will be an additional wheel that happens on Thanksday Thursday. So with that said, a little pause for the cause about your head. There we go. Let's see. Yo, I got to get over here and see who all is in the chat room. I haven't been able to see you guys because due to the technical difficulties, I could not get signed in to see what you guys were doing or saying and all that good stuff. So let me get over here and say what's up to everybody. I think I can get to it from here. Let's see. So, of course, Mega Waffle tonight. Just talked about that. Got to make sure you check that out. Let's turn this down because I'm going to be live and it's going to go wild. There we go. Let's pop out some chat, yo. I see Danny Mayonnaise talking. What's going on, my friend? Of course, I'm going to get you guys in for Thanksday Thursday. Thanksday Thursday will work just like Thirsty Thursday normally does. Also, big shout out, and I meant to mention just a minute ago as I lost track when we were getting over here to me trying to get over to the chat and see what you guys were doing. Big shout out for La Will. That's our brother from another mother down in Puerto Rico. That's Hoyto Rico. So Joito, good news, posted on the page today. Let everybody know they're back in power, so they have power again, at least where he is. And so, man, we've been praying for you and thinking about you. So big shout out to Joito over at La Will. And that makes up the Waffle Mafia. And, of course, that's all of y'all. And let's see who's talking the talk over here while we're drinking the beer. Let's see. Hello, J.D. Gibbs. What's up, buddy? Got Sugar Mama P. Oh, Commander Coronado, Cristobal Dabila. What's happening, Joey Boom Boom? Aaron's been drinking too much. That's probably correct, Joe. Danny Mayonnaise. Let's see. What's going on? Miller Lite had nothing to do with the delay. D-Lo, act like you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes there are delays, and this stuff gets in the way. Steve, what up, Mags? Let's see. E-Daddy, what's going on? So, yeah, I got a bunch of people in the room. What's up, McMullen? I see you, man. Let's see who else is back in the comments. Good Lord. I would go back and read them all, but honestly, I'd probably kill the rest of it, y'all. So we're halfway in. As y'all can tell, my face is red as can be. But, you know, it be what it be. We'll have a pause for the calls one more time. And then we're going to do a little man-at-arms rhyme. First of all, before we do that, got to do the weekly waffle wrap-up. So the stuff that went down this past week, we did, for Thirsty Thursday, we did Mossy as Flock. So that was the Moss Man. Moss Man, that was a holy free spot, fool. Like, that was the night that we went live on the page instead of going through YouTube. And, man, everybody jumped in and was commenting and talking. So we threw them all on the wheel because, I mean, that's what it is, man. This whole thing's about giving away and having a good time and sharing the love and all that good stuff. So, yeah, if you was in there and you was talking in the comment section last week, I threw you up on the wheel. So, man, it was Holy Free Spot Thursday. So that was crazy. Moss Man went out to Cully Cups, did a vintage Mossy over to JQB. DC Skelly and 2000X Skelly. That went over to old Man Lore himself. Waffle Mafia sticker, Cully Cups, Sweet Baby Merman, Sugar Mama P, Carnivus over to Goosey Goose, and a Krull comic as well. Then moved it on over to Sorcery Saturday. We did a Temple of Darkness Sorceress. Going to be going out to Chris Hamel. We did, that's one of them Evo boys over there. That's the Candyman. Candyman Can. He's in Lucky Legends world now. Course, come over to Lucky Legends if you're not a part of that group. We've got 2000X Triclops Mini and 2000X Triclops and his Mini gave that away. Curtis Lee Reigns. Let's see what else we got. Imagine this, guys. I got 10% on my iPad now. Can you all believe that? Is that not the craziest thing you all have ever heard of? Two Blood went out to Cullen Cups. Galdor to Artemis Prime. Caverns of Fear. Adam Wiles, Waffle Mafia sticker to Johnny Miz, Sweet Baby Merman, AC Kelshaw, and a Krull out to Artemis Prime. So it looks like Artemis, oh, Prime Time, he's the guy with the bullseye on his back this time because, man, he has been racking them up. I'm looking to see if I can find us a plug in and, you know, if we could keep this party going. Why not? I mean, if you can. Let's see what I got here, man. Sorry for the quiet delay. Let's drag this over. Let's see what we got. Man, this has been a night of technical difficulties, y'all. Oh, cannot even reach it. We're going to just have to do what we do. We'll have to get it in till this sucker goes out. Oh, hang on. I might just have it. We'll see. Oh, we got her plugged in. Yep. Doug said before the show, hey, man, are you going to turn this over? I said, no, man, I'm not going to turn it over. No, I am not. Not at all. All right, here we go. It's Paul for calls, y'all. That's always how you come back from disastrous wrecks. Hamel says he's fashionably late. Man, I do not understand. There we go. Let's loosen it up. Do the best you can, bro. Okay, So I'm going to hold it like this. So we're going to have bouncy podcast. It's going to be as steady as I can possibly be while we drink beers and talk about Man-at-Arms, you see. So we'll keep it plugged in for just a second just to make sure that 10% will be enough to get us through.
Low charge. That never happens, Danny Mayonnaise. You know that's right, man. Maynor. That is hilarious.
Okay, so we ran it on down here. That was Cavern Sphere. We got through all Sorcery Saturday. That is done. Now it's time to have some Man-at-Arms fun. So we're going to discuss the man from the Arms Clan. And, of course, as you guys know, in the background, I always have them out when that's going to be who it's going to be. And since Classics is my favorite, there is the man, and that's who it be. So, old Man-at-Arms, Classics, here you go. We're going to talk about him some, and then we're going to give him away, bro. All right. Doug's probably ready to kill me. Hang on. All right. We're going to unplug it and just do the best we can. I feel like we probably now have, we got to have at least like 11% at this point. I mean, come on, man. That's all we need, right? Okay. Here we go. Let's get back at it. Pause for the cause, yep. Take the under on that whole 10% thing. Oh, you know that's right, man. I don't know. This just always happens. I always have 10%. So, of course, as I was saying, this is Classics Man-at-Arms, good old Classics Man-at-Arms, looking so sweet. Classics did a really nice job, a lot of throwbacks in there, and as I talk about the figure, I'm going to go through a little bit of his history, talk about why the things are what they are, they're present on the Classics figure, and then you've also got some updates and some crazy things going on with the 2000X figure, 2000X line, kind of beefed him up, made him a little more cartoonish, you know. Of course, they did incorporate the action features as well. And we've got that guy over here, of course, come with the blaster gun. Always with Man-at-Arms, got his mace. The armor always looking nice, went with the mustache, the Duncan look. Here have the completely covered legs, so some of those differences, talk about that too as we run down and talk about good old Man-at-Arms. So just recently, I don't know if you guys saw it, there was some stuff that got put out there about Lords of Power. And Lords of Power was, as we have just found out, and it was through Andy Usey, I think. I wrote it down here, and I think that's who it was. I'd actually have to look and see. But anyway, he saw some of these early prototypes for these Lords of Power figures. And the Lords of Power was actually what Masters of the Universe was going to be called. So even there are some, there is a picture of an Alcala mini comic where it says, you know, these are the Masters of the Universe. It actually says these are truly the Lords of Power. So they were going to market it that way. Apparently, they decided to pass on that from a marketing standpoint. It just maybe wasn't as marketable to kids, didn't sound as good. Of course, in the 80s, parents had a problem with that. So started out, anyway, as Lords of Power, as prototype figures. And some of those figures, or some of those pictures, have been leaked and shared. Glad they changed the name. I agree, Alphabet. I mean, I actually like Masters of the Universe much better than Lords of Power. I got the power, T-Pumper. I'm glad you got the power, buddy. So, yeah, man. So, in the early prototypes, they were shipped out to John Usey, and he was the guy who did the early pinball illustrations, so that he was kind of famous for that. And they looked a little bit more like the Cross Cell artwork. They looked kind of Alcala-ish. You can tell that that's where those were based off of, or the Alcala based the artwork off of. In the early look of him in this Lords of Power line, of course, you can look it up, and we do have it on Lucky Legends. There's a link to that Lords of Power thing. But if you look at it, I mean, some of it is close. Some of it is quite different, especially with Man-at-Arms. there are just some things. He's a little simpler. He looks like a younger, sort of leaner, sculpt than what we actually ended up getting, of course, with the vintage line, where you have, you know, just as muscular as He-Man and green all over. So, you know, with that, in the early prototype with the Lords of Power, he looked just a touch different. The back armor, there's a picture of that where it shows that it's solid across the back armor instead of the thin strap that we have that currently came across the vintage figure. And on the left arm, your mace or your armor piece that came down, the arm was a little bit different. Had a little clasp that came around and then a piece that came out long here. So it was a little bit different than what ended up getting translated to the figure. Hey, Kim, what's up, man? Awesome. So, hey, we have a new attorney in Red Light District girl. Welcome, Kim. Kim of Primus. No, where is Kim from? Is she from the Dark Hemisphere? Is Kim a part of the Horde? Yeah, that's all we need is a horde of hordes, a horde of horrors up on us here, you know. But hey, welcome, Kim, and thanks for coming to the podcast. Looks like apparently tomorrow night you're going to be up on the wheel, and what better night to give thanks and than Thanksy Thursday? And thank you so much, Kim, for stopping by. I appreciate that. D-Lo prefers Farmers Only. She's one of the Horde. Kim, evil member of the Horde. Yeah, man. We'll have to get Joe Motto to do a little custom for us. Shout out there to Joey Boom Boom. Of course, check out his podcast also, Fans of Power, done by Pop Culture Network, who sponsors this this podcast as well. So, of course, you guys know Joe, or for those of you who don't, really stand-up guy, does awesome custom work. Check out Joey Boom Boom, Joe Amato. I'm not just propping you out because you're in the room, man. But I got that Joe Amato money. Got some he bucks, some she bucks, and them gray scub grands. And so that's a little pause for the cause, my man. Speaking of pauses and causes and shout outs and all that good stuff, real quick, I want to get it in just in case we get cut off. I've got a giveaway that we're going to be doing through Lucky Legends tomorrow night, Thanksy Thursday, for anybody who went over onto the promo site on Evo and they joined Lucky Legends, which, of course, you guys, a bunch of you are already members of Lucky Legends, but you commented on the post, you said pause for the cause, you got entered in to a giveaway, and that giveaway is going to be Twistoid and Rotar, I believe, and I was going to, if we had more time, or actually had things going a bit smoother, I was going to go ahead and open this up for you guys and show you that prize. But what I'll probably do, because of the way things are, I'll run over to Evo and probably do a little live, since this is done by Mystery Deus. Maybe double live it on Great Unboxing. So if you're not a member of the Great Unboxing, go join that page over there. Also, Born Out of the Waffle Mafia. But I may go do a double live deal over there, open this sucker up, and show you guys the prize that Mystery Deus has offered up from Motu Evolution. So there that is. So that's very cool. Yeah, you guys are in on that. We do not need a Dragonwalker outbreak. That is correct. So, of course, back to Man-at-Arms. He is the master of weapons. He was released in the original set, in the first set of four figures. So, of course, it was him, Beastman, Skeletor, and He-Man. So you had one good guy, one bad guy, one good henchman, one bad henchman, or henchman, lackey, friend, associate, ally, whatever you would want to call it. Pause for the cause. I'm drinking in. Drinking in honor of good old Man-at-Arms. He was designed by Mark Taylor, believe it or not, designed based on those B-side sketches by Mark Taylor where Mark designed him based off of a futuristic conquistador. So this is really interesting information. Okay, we're at 5% on the battery right now. So at this point, we got 3 minutes. We got to tear it down. We got 5%. So he was made to be a futuristic conquistador. He gathered up, and as it was explained by Mark Taylor in his vision, he had read a book. And it was a recent book called Sauce the Rope by Piers Anthony. If you guys want to check that out, it's about a guy that goes out and scavenges in the wasteland from a crumbled futuristic society, collects pieces of their equipment, keeps equipping and re-equipping himself and sort of upgrading his equipment. So in that sense, man, I like that idea of Man-at-Arms because his original design and his original base and what he wanted to be, or what he wanted him to be, was a master of weapons and someone who, you know, was skillful with all these different things and taking pieces of technology and piecing them together and upgrading weapons and making better weapons. And so Man-at-Arms, I think, over his canon has really held true to that as far as who he is as a character. Consistently throughout Man-at-Arms, the way that he's been done, he has been really consistently portrayed. He is the master of weapons. He is the inventor. He is the ally to He-Man, the right-hand man. Now, there's a couple of different glaring differences in the different portrayals of Man-at-Arms. So if you go back, and believe it or not, Man-at-Arms was actually created for a toy line that never got created. So he was actually a figure for Robin and the Space Hoods toy line that never got never came to light. And then that Mark Taylor sketch then made it over to the prototype for Masters of the Universe. Alcala based his designs on that. So interestingly enough, throughout the time with Man-at-Arms, he has been sort of the same, but with a few glaring differences. And basically it would be, who is he? Is he Duncan? Is he Malcolm's brother? Do you accept Malcolm as Fisto? Do you accept Duncan as Man-at-Arms? Is Man-at-Arms Tila's father? Is Man-at-Arms the lover of the sorceress? Is he just simply a nice guy who stepped in and tried to help out with Tila and protect the secrets? Does he know Adam's secrets? Does he not? And so throughout the canon, believe it or not, there have been different points and times where those different points have been raised. There's been a suggestion that he's been the sorceress's lover. There's been a suggestion, and actually Tila's biological father. There's also been the suggestion that he had a lady, Lady Miranda was his love interest in the newspaper strips. So if you guys haven't seen that newspaper strips book, check that out. That has Man-at-Arms. He was Tila's biological dad in 1987, of course, in the movie, but he was designed much different. It's one of the few times that they strayed away in the design of Man-at-Arms. And if you look at Man-at-Arms, he has been thoroughly consistent throughout the years. I think Classics probably did the best job of giving all the throwbacks to the small wrist piece across here that was a part of the original design, to the hints and the highlights on the belt that were a part of the original design. If you look back here up under the neck, you know, you have the solid green going all the way up. The blue that comes down is now the part of the blue of the helmet, where in the early vintage design that there is actually a hair sculpt. So a lot of interesting things about Man-at-Arms. I'm sorry that we got off to a very slow roll with the podcast due to problems with technical stuff. I'm sorry. It was the Mac, but I paused for the calls and we'll take her on back. He was trained by Decker in 2000X, introduced Fisto as his brother. In MVC Creations with Scareglow, it is the only time that we find out Man-at-Arms' truest fears. And his truest fears are to become old and to no longer be effective as the Man-at-Arms. So if you take him as the way Alcala envisioned him as being this, you know, more true to what Classics did with him, with the fur-lined vest and sort of an outlander that He-Man goes over to, an ally that he sees. That's the way I see Man-at-Arms. He has a cape. I would really love to see a caped version, especially if you had a cape that you could throw on Man-at-Arms there, because there is a scene where he's on the battle chariot, which was what he was kind of riding in the Alcala days, and he's got his cape flowing behind him, and he's got his mace raised up. So we'll pause for the calls. We'll wrap her on up. Check out that NBC. It's pretty cool. Classics line, of course, introduced also a kickback to 2000X and kind of deepened the mystery with Snake Man at Arms. And so Snake Man at Arms back here for on the back, you know what we do when it's in the picture, dude. So we'll have to go back and revisit him maybe a little bit later this week, maybe tomorrow night. It's Thanksy Thursday. You know how I get. Of course, in the classics canon, he was killed by Clamp Champ, which is very odd. Of course, he was Snake Man at Arms. He was mortally wounded. Teela then was able to heal him or transform him back momentarily. He expressed his love for Teela, his pride for Teela. It was all good. 2012 DC Motu Comics, Duncan was romantically involved with the Sorceress, suggesting that Teela was his. Interestingly enough, and I don't want to ruin this for anybody, I always say, you know, hey, I don't want to throw spoilers out there. I know it's an old comic line, but I like for there to be that surprise there, because when I did read that comic, that was very surprising for me. So if you guys have not read Eternity War, I can't ever prop it enough. I think people should go in there and read it and check it out. It's an interesting enough story, and especially better than some of the other stuff that we've gotten lately with Thundercats and whatnot. So I'll just say this, Triclops fight Slime Pit, War Wraith, and King Hiss. So check that out. If you have not read that, please. Guys, thank you all. I love the Snake Man at Arms mythos. Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll be putting up with the technical difficulties. Of course, see me tomorrow night, Thanksy Thursday. We're going to get together. We'll do our thing. We'll get wild. We'll get rowdy. We'll get down. We'll take it on down. Pound down. We'll have to pause for calls right now. Thank you guys for everything you do. You're all the Waffle Mafia. Of course, once again, Aaron Johnson, the Wizard. Shout out to Dirt. Appreciate you, man, putting up with all my technical things and my craziness and who I am and all that. And all you guys for putting up with that stuff, too, because y'all just been dealing with me for a minute. But I love each and every one of y'all. Anybody that was in the chat there, I'll get a grab of it. We'll figure out who you are, and we'll make sure that you're in for tomorrow night. We still got to do the double down. That'll be another wheel for me there. Of course, we'll have another wheel for the throwdown. We got to talk about who's in the lead for the monthly stuff. And make sure you go over for the Mega Waffle tonight with David Carbuck over at Lord of Destruction Waffles. And make sure we hang out for the reintroduction of Friday Night Fights with Johnny Miz and Sugar Mama P, Cassandra Proc. They're going to be doing their thing for Friday Night Fights. There will be an Evolution giveaway there. So Motu Evolution's got their hands up on that as well. And then they're going to step in also on Saturday and do another giveaway with some of this beautiful stuff from Matt Wofford. If you guys have not seen his artwork, the paint jobs that he does on these vintage figures, classics figures, oh my God, they're glorious. A little pause for the calls for our buddy Mr. Wofford across the sea. And that's it for this podcast for tonight. You see, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming out. And we'll check you next time around.